Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Podcast.
Sorry, we had to get all this pond water out of our mouth.
Oh, sorry. So much pond water.
We were swimming in a 1950s cartoon, and we had to get it out. But what do we have to get out to do? To do, of course, Off Book, the Improv Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists. Pianist of Kings.
Okay, prepare yourselves. Are you holding
we're
on for a twist?
Here's
a twist.
World.
Here's a twist. We do have Brett Morris, but he's the boom from the other room. Wow, Brett is filling in for Dana.
Brett Morris with more hits.
More hits.
Dana's on
vacation.
Vacay.
So that's what's going on here. And also, guess what? We have a great guest.
We're here, there, and everywhere.
Okay, we're really excited to have back on the show.
Oh my gosh, a titan
of the industry,
the living legend.
You know her from Black Lady Sketch Show.
You know her from Scam Goddess.
You know her from iCarly.
You guys are so good at introductions. You didn't even plan that. I was here. Wow.
I mean, we do. We know you.
We know the info.
There's two of us, so we each only have to do half of it.
This is the thing.
You have to do intros by yourself. We get to do half the work at all times.
Yeah, we're always only doing half.
I love that. I want to do half.
Half's great. Take a bunch of halves, make them a whole, and hey, that's...
I cannot recommend doing half enough in most things to all people.
I can't wait for the book, Zach.
Yeah, well,
I'm only going to get half of it.
You're the first half of the book. I have to buy the second one.
Oh my gosh. That's a really funny idea. If that's how we wrote a book together, is you just write the first half, I write the second.
Yeah.
But neither of you reads the other half.
I just read like the last chapter. I'm like, this is where I left.
It seems like this was probably what it was about.
I get it.
Right.
There's probably an elf who's like going on adventures.
Okay, vibes.
Well, you do have me totally pegged. Yes. Okay, it was about an elf, but it wasn't the adventure you think.
Yeah, that's true. Lacey.
You're writing a book? You're doing a million things. You're writing a book too?
Oh, Lord. I actually am thinking about writing a coffee table book with my mom. So that might actually be a thing. My mom has a lot of great isms, and I've realized I say her isms like all the time.
Okay.
Like if you have time, you have no time at all. And I was like, Mom, what does that mean? She was like, well, if you have time, you waste time. Then you don't have no time. And I was like, okay, sis. Like she just talks in riddles like a goddamn like troll, like under a bridge all the time.
We love a riddle, Mom.
If you have time, you
ain't
lose
got time,
time
at all.
If you have time, you waste time. Then you have no time at all.
My mother-in-law had a similar saying when Nicole and I were like in our, we were like doing a bunch of stuff. We were getting married and doing something else. I forget lots of stuff at the same time. She was like, "Well, you can only be so stressed. Once you're at 100% stressed, do all the things because you can't be more stressed." You've reached maximum stress. My God,
challenge accepted. I can always get more stress.
Right, that's like a motto for if you're losing in Vegas. Like, yeah. Hey. Yeah, more stress. Come on now, just keep playing.
My mom's got a lot of mottos for Vegas. Don't split a winning hand. Okay. Always hit on 16. More just, I guess.
Yeah. Moms are full of mottos and
they
wisdom.
Are. So I think that's like a great, nobody's still my idea. I'm doing it. But yeah, so coffee table book.
Absolutely.
We go to a bunch of moms hanging out around a coffee table. Hey, ladies, can I run by a new motto I've been working on?
Oh, would you please?
Yeah, please, Brenda.
Okay, I was thinking about telling my kids this. Oh, if you're feeling picky, then pick someone else.
That's a pretty good motto.
I like to pick.
Like, you know, they're always getting so picky about what I feed them, what we're doing. I'm like, you know what? Pick someone else if you're going to be picky.
Hey, I got one. Yeah. If you don't want to eat it, you can beat it.
Ooh, Cheryl. Cheryl, I like it.
It's also about food.
Yeah, I know. I'm always dealing with my damn kids and their damn food.
I got one.
Okay, yes.
Clean the plate. Don't be late. It's a date.
Okay. That's a pretty good, took a twist at the end there.
You know what? Laurel, my favorite part was how there were layers, because it was still about food, which we're always dealing with our damn kids and their damn food. But also, everybody should be punctual. And then also, there's a reward system, which I do find helpful.
You know what I love about this group? I mean, there's lots of things I love about this group, but you know what I really love about this group?
What?
Ooh, we've got a lot to
sing it again. You gotta sing it again.
We got a lotto.
A lotto. A lotto.
A motto.
A motto.
I got another. If you have time to walk a dog.
Yeah.
You should do it at a jog.
Ho.
And that's a motto. Worth two in the bush, but I don't like birds at all.
A penny saved is a penny earned. If you get too close to a fire, you will burn.
If you tell a, don't let a, don't let a bald man tell you how to grow hair, unless he's got hair down there.
Unless he's got.
Friends like these, who needs birds? Am I right?
With friends like these, who needs birds? Am I right? Okay, but seriously, guys, what are you doing for your damn kids to get them to eat vegetables? I've tried. I put them in pancakes. I put them in nuggets. I put them in juices.
Pause, Brenda. What vegetables are you putting in pancakes?
Cauliflower.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. It's just not
like extra thick in the. I'm trying. anything to get my DM kids.
You know, I saw a picture, Brenda, of your pancakes, and I was thinking when you said cauliflower that you were chopping it up or mincing it, but you're just putting whole pieces of cauliflower in the pancake.
Okay, is that the issue?
Yeah.
Because, you know, my damn kid, Cosmo, he's always like, I like to see it. You know, he doesn't like eating. He has a lot of rules about food. He doesn't like when they're mush. He doesn't like when they're blended. Uh-huh. He basically wishes he could be on like the raw food diet. But if all the raw foods were just like whole Totinos.
Sure. Which are not raw foods.
Exactly. He doesn't understand.
Sure.
He's
sure.
a child. Okay. He's a child. He's a damn kid.
Here's what I do for my kids. I take.
Yeah, Cheryl.
Okay. So I take a bunch of tomatoes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Which are technically a fruit, I know.
A bushel.
Let's say they're fruit. I take a bushel of tomatoes.
Thank you.
I'm going to boil them down real slow.
Okay.
Into a nice sort of, we're going to throw in some thyme, throw in some rosemary, some garlic. We're going to get a nice marinara going.
Are you telling me for even a second that your kid will eat garlic? Oh my God. That's amazing.
Cosmo won't eat garlic?
Guys!
It's a flavor on most chips.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
He's like, is that the vampire one? No, thank you. Cosmo's got a lot of rules. Damn
well,
kid.
Dante eats all the vegetables.
Oh, Laurel, that's huge. How'd you get there?
Because if he wants to leave the closet, he has to eat the vegetables.
That's a great motto.
That's a great motto.
Put that on the board. If he wants to leave the closet, he has to eat the vegetables.
Yes.
Have you tried... Let's try this. Mm-hmm. You're going to take some just flour.
Uh-huh.
You're going to take some water.
Uh-huh.
Take some eggs.
Uh-huh.
Mix it all together.
Uh-huh.
In a bowl.
A loose batter.
Sort of roll it out.
Cut
it out into wide strands.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to boil down some tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you talking about spaghetti?
You're just going to make a spaghetti?
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing.
Have you tried spaghetti?
Cosmo won't eat spaghetti because it rhymes with Yeti.
I feel like
and
at this point,
deeply afraid. Am I being ruled by my own child?
Mike, well,
I think so. I lock my child in the closet if that wasn't clear, and they can't leave until they eat the vegetables.
And I'm prepared to sort of have a conversation with you about that. But on the other hand, Dante just like seems so well adjusted.
I know.
He's so well behaved. He loves being out of the closet.
I love having conversations with Dante, and not even just in that like, this is cute for a child way, but like I'm actually engaged with Dante.
Dante has things to say.
And I love
that about him. And now I am realizing that part of his gregariousness maybe comes from the limited amount of time that he is not in a closet.
Yes. He has time to ruminate in the closet.
Right.
Alone with his thoughts quite a bit.
Okay, so Cheryl, when you're making spaghetti for Louisa.
Sometimes, yes.
Is it like, do you have to pull punches on the flavor? Or she just like slurps that thing down?
You know the book Streganona?
Uh-huh.
Well, Louisa has a copy of the book Streganona. It's all she'll eat, spaghetti. But that's my hack. She'll eat anything as long as it's in spaghetti.
Oh.
I like this for all of us. You put it into your pancakes, Brenda. Cheryl, you're putting it in the spaghetti. I'm putting it in the closet.
We're all putting it somewhere. And that's what being a parent is.
And our kids are fine. They're all fine.
They're fine, and we're putting it somewhere. We're not leaving it to nowhere. You know what? Write that on the board.
We're not leaving it to nowhere.
We're putting it somewhere.
And as long as it's somewhere... Speaking of somewhere, have you girls thought about where we're going for our next book club retreat?
Okay, yes. Let's all say it on the count of three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Subway Eat Fresh.
What did you say?
I said Subway Eat Fresh. What did you say?
I said Cinque Terre. Cinque Terre? Thank you.
Cinque Terre.
That series of small Italian islands.
Mm-hmm.
Cinque Terre.
I said that one.
Louisa won't shut up about it. Sorry. Ooh. Yes. Dante. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, were you about to call her Dante?
I was. I'm stuck on Dante.
I said
Laurel,
what'd you say?
Laurel, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Really great closets there that I think Dante would enjoy.
Oh, you're going to bring Dante?
Yeah,
why not? You always do bring Dante. He's in the hotel.
You don't need a babysitter when you have a closet. Write that on the board.
You don't need a babysitter when you have a closet.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, our homes are the other parent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. I look at this credenza and I think about all the lessons it could still teach. I look at this bookshelf And I know it has something else that it wants that's just out of reach. And I know my ice maker will step in if there's danger.
Your dishwasher is warm after you use it.
Yes.
And you can feel that when you need warmth.
That's yes. Right. And we don't need to tell you about the dryer because you already know.
Yeah.
We all, yeah.
Plug it in.
Plug it in. Hey, Dante, can you come out? Dante, can you come out so I can see your toys? Dante, can you come out so I can see your toys? Dante, can you please come out so I can see your toys? I'm not supposed to touch them. I can't
come out of the closet.
Oh, come on. Why not? Dante.
I got 3 green beans left.
Ew, disgusting. Oh my gosh. I haven't eaten anything for 2 weeks except for fruit roll-ups.
Oh man, I'm so jealous.
here, you want to give me those beans? And I'll just squish them up my nose or something so that we can finally look at your toys. Because I'm not allowed to touch a kid's toys if he's not in the room to play with the toys with me.
Okay, I'm going to slide the beans under the door.
Louisa, get away from the window. Stop dreaming.
It's me. I'm a Louisa. Yes, what are our moms even still doing right now?
I don't know. They're probably just like figuring out ways to just like be annoying or write more things down in their giant book.
Cosmo, you putting the beans up in your nose?
Yep.
You guys look like you're having so much fun. I can't see you because the door is closed and locked, but I imagine you're having so much fun.
Oh. Should I go get the key? Should I go? Is there, do you know that your mom leaves the key and I can go get it?
Is it even locked or do you know? I mean, the beans are gone, so your plate is clear, so you want to come out of the closet now?
Oh, I've never touched the handle.
Why not?
Well, I'll just try. Oh, wait, I'll do it, then you can't get in trouble. Blame anything on me. Everything slides off me like Teflon. I control the world. Oh. Yeah. Hey, bud.
Hi, Dante.
Oh, the light is so bright.
Oh, Dante, are you...
My eyes.
Wow, you've been really working on your artwork in here. This is beautiful.
Thank you. I started writing little signs for help that I would slide under the door, and then I realized I have a penchant for art.
Yeah, this is, like, pretty gorgeous. Okay, so can you walk me through, like, what are these? You got, like, Lego Free Build, you got Lego Logs, you got, like, Kinects,
Yeah. I got all of the things. And okay, so out here, there's paint. I use this to write help. These Legos, I use these to make little signs that I'll put in the lawn, hoping that planes will see them when they pass.
Oh, Dante, this is like pretty serious, man. If you're like maybe using your Lego time, if you're using your Lego time to like write help me, I mean, like, I use my Lego time to like make boats, but they can't fly because they're not planes, they're boats.
Cosmo, we gotta help a friend of Don to get out of here.
Yeah,
we gotta do the Italian job with the Mini Cooper and run away.
Oh, Louisa, I don't even have a friggin' load of Mini Cooper. I don't even know what you're talking about. But yeah, I'll spring this kid out of here. Do you want to run away or what? Should the three of us run away or what?
I would love to run away, but not in a car. It's just like a moving closet. Could we go on foot?
Hell yeah.
We're going onto the open road, just like into the old country of Italy.
Okay, great. Let's pack up this backpack with everything we're going to need. Connects,
just
Legos.
Place of... Okay, you're packing
Lego
first.
Okay, yeah. Oh, cool. You have one of these guys? I always wanted one of these guys.
Bionicle.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
What are the Bionicle?
Okay, and then three hoodies. Okay, and... Oh, we're probably going to need some kind of snacks. How many fruit roll-ups do you have? Because I need about 14 a day.
I only had those green beans. Can you get them out of your nose?
Yeah. Well, that's probably not going to be enough. All right. I think the moms, I think they're pretty momming it out, if you know what I mean. I think we could probably sneak, get some provisions. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
From the pantry?
Let's go. Again.
A pack of the farfalle. A pack of the spaghetti. A pack of the lasagna. And that is what all we all need. You pack the fruit roll up.
Yeah.
And maybe more sugar.
Yeah.
And we will not pack the raw green beans.
No.
We pack the closet. We pack the help signs.
Yeah.
We pack the paint I use to get teachers to notice that I live in a closet.
We know what we need for sure. And kids packing, who could ask for more? Because kids are good at packing. They pack all of the very best things. Kids are good at packing.
Kids are good at packing.
They pack all of the very best things.
TV. We should pack our hopes.
Well, we should pack the stuffed elephant and also the stuffed giraffe.
Both.
And the DVD copies of Saturday Night Live. Aha, they make me laugh.
Kids are good at packing.
We pack all the very best things.
All the very best things.
Kids are good at packing. I'm packing.
You gotta bring a Swiffer, but not any of the pads. And you know that I'm bringing some toothpaste, so I can rub it on my ass. It's actually very tingly, and wakes you up in the morning. And you know I'm also bringing this pair of horns that my mom got in Mexico.
We're gonna put toothpaste on our asses. We're gonna put toothpaste on our asses.
Why? Because kids are good at packing. We pack
all the very best
things. Kids are good at packing.
Packing.
Zoop.
Did they pack all the things that they'll need for their journey? How will all of those things specifically be exactly what they need?
Is Cheryl okay? And will these damn kids ever eat a vegetable? Find out when we return to the second half of
Moms, Bombs, and Dante's Gone!
The musical! What was the middle one?
Bombs? Might be metaphorical bombs.
Truth bombs?
Truth bombs.
About Carl and the armoire?
I like it.
Brett, keep this.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. When we last left Cosmo, Louisa, and Dante were about to run away while moms put mottos in a book and thought about falling in love with their house. What will happen now? Find out on Moms, Bombs, and Dante's Gone.
Going on the foot is a slow going.
I'm loving this. I'm just like, I'm noticing all this, like, do you notice how, like, sparkly sidewalk is? If you, like, really, really look at it, like, there's actually, like, some, like, sparkles in this sidewalk.
Is that like a formica?
Louisa, I feel like I've known you since we were three.
Mm-hmm.
And I've
always talked like this.
No,
is what
you didn't,
you're going to say?
I feel like you didn't used to be Italian.
Yeah, when I heard you while you were here with your mom from the closet, you didn't have an accent.
Well, maybe, okay, guys, you're right.
And I listen very well, because when I hear people in the house, that's my only entertainment. I close my eyes and I pretend like it's TV.
I was going to say, you got a strong ears like at the Daredevil. Have you seen the program of the Daredevil?
I don't know.
He listens so good because his eyes don't work and the other parts of his body compensate with the super hearing.
Louisa, can you just like, I don't think I know that much about Italy except for this one that looks like the boot. Can you just like, can you just like elucidate me on like why you love Italy so much?
Yeah, I will do that. You see, I recently got the book, A Stregonona, about the old lady who makes the pasta.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it really resonated with me, even though my family is not a really Italian.
Okay.
But we went there on a vacation one time.
Wow, cool, that's awesome.
We went to Cinque Terre.
Oh, beautiful.
A Cinque Terre. A series of little islands over there.
It's better than a Panera.
Better than a Panera? Stop! Stop! I won't entertain this. You telling me that it's better than a Panera? Panera's like an amazing place where you can get half a sandwich and half a soup and half a sandwich and half a soup and half a sandwich and half a soup.
Picture this. You get the pasta.
Okay.
And then another the pasta.
Fine.
And then that's not all. You're not through.
Okay.
You get the third of the pasta.
Okay.
Maybe a little burrata.
Jeez.
You pick a four. You don't even have to do a you pick a two. Cinque Terre.
No way. Cinque Terre. Stop.
Better than a banana.
No. It's not better than a Panera. It's nothing better than a Panera.
Panera only have it that you pick a two,
no,
Cinque Terre.
No.
You pick a four.
No. I haven't even gotten the best part about Panera.
What is it?
You can have your soup in a bowl made of bread, and on the side can be more bread.
Wow.
Well, everyone loves a bread bowl. It's a classic Italian dish.
The way you guys just described those places, I was closing my eyes and I was there.
Yeah, that was pretty vivid, honestly. Wait a second. I feel like this is like the first time I've ever been on these blog, and this is like beautiful. What are these freaking jacaranda trees? These are gorgeous.
You can tell because they drop the sticky purple flowers on the ground, and then the bees go buzz, buzz, buzz on the flowers.
Male.
You gotta be careful.
Male.
Oh, it's a male, man.
Male. Oh, hello, children. Fancy helping me on my mail route today?
You mean you, the government employee, the mailman, you want to take a three kids with you where you're going?
Well, I was just curious if you would fancy walking in my path and seeing what mail is all about.
You want us to get in this doorless closet and ride around?
Noah!
That's the only kind of a closet you'd want to get in, right? Because you can't close a doorless closet if it's not got a door.
I'm the type of mailman who parks my car and then walks the loop and returns to the car. I was seeing.
You just want to walk around on the block with you?
I was seeing if three precocious children wanted to learn about the mail carrier system and walk this path with me.
It feels like you got a sort of lesson that you want to impart.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll sort of go. Yeah, sure.
Mailboxes are like little tiny closets that you stick paper in.
Is that right?
Well, you can tell a lot by a person by the mailbox they got. Do they got a box that has some character, or do they have a mail slot? Is their mailbox painted with numbers? Does it say their family name? Suppose.
Man, he rocks around the block real fast. So what is the sort of, what does he want, just in terms of like actionable things to do?
I think
we should go buy a bunch of stamps?
Yeah, maybe. I think he just wanted to sort of like catch us while we're young so that we like understand, you know, like remember 2 years ago when we went to a field trip at the Postal Service and we saw how they sort the mail? I think it's just sort of like engender an idea of civic, you know.
Okay, but my question is like, what am I...
What am I sending into the mail that I can't put in an email?
Louise, I don't know. I don't know how to explain what Gerald is doing.
He wants me to buy a bunch of stamps? What am I going to do with a bunch of stamps?
Collect them. They are legal tender.
What I want to know is when we went on that tour of the post office, everybody in the post office was so mean. But then all the mail people out on the street are so nice. Why is that?
You know, I think it's probably the sunshine and walking around.
I think maybe being inside all of the time make you cranky, make you scared, make you think everyone's out to get you, make you think every sort of enclosed space is a closet.
Okay, girls, ladies, walk with me on this one for a second. Okay, your sink that you touch and it turns on and off. What is that one? Who's that? Who's that one for you guys? You know, like,
oh, that,
you know, sink that you don't have to, it just touches
the motion sensor.
That's
thing.
The one. What is that one? That one gives me sort of like esthetician vibes. Like that's, if my house is a person or a lover or a babysitter and my armoire is the person who doesn't come home smelling like another lady, I think my motion sensor sink is like my esthetician.
There for a purpose and not doing anything at any other time.
Well, like clean, makes me feel clean, reminds me to take care of my skin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know. Again, I was just sort of pontificating.
I love that.
Just sort of throwing it out there.
I love it too.
My bidet is definitely my lesbian lover.
Yes, yes. That part is good for you.
Now, are you supposed to go real high water pressure with the bidet? Mm. I've always been afraid to ask.
You should do it. One time real I shot right up off of the toilet.
That's what happens to me every time, and I wanted to check if that's right.
That's right.
You should fly off every time you use a bidet.
You sit down, and then that's how you get up from the bidet, is by
the water
spraying
pressure.
It helps yes. you stand
the
up.
The water pressure. Ladies, actually, I was hoping we'd have a little bit more wine before I did this, but I have to drop a bomb.
A bomb? Here?
I have to drop.
With these moms, you're dropping a bomb?
I have to drop.
What's going on?
A bomb.
Wait, let me have a little more Chardonnay.
Me too.
Okay. What is it?
Wait. Before you drop the bomb, I need a little more wine. I need time with the wine if you're gonna drop a bomb.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Before you have something to say, I need a little more Chardonnay. I need more time for wine if you're gonna drop a bomb.
Yeah. Before you go, I need some Pinot. I need some time before you drop the bomb.
I need time for wine. Because it's 1 o'clock. If you're gonna drop a bomb.
Yeah,
it's 1 o'clock. If you're gonna drop a bomb.
I'm getting ready to speak. I'm getting ready to say what I say. But before I do it, here's a little bit rosé. Oh yes, I'm got a something to say. It's burning in me. Do you want something heavier? Here's some burgundy.
Don't talk to me until I've found my wine. And if you're here to drop a bomb, well, that's definitely that kind of time.
If you're gonna step out of the box, let me finish this box. Wine.
If you're gonna drop a bomb, you know it's 1 o'clock.
What time is it?
If you're gonna drop a
bomb,
you know my favorite vitamin is Merlot. You can tell because I had it stitched on this little throw pillow.
And you know my favorite grape is rosé. Shirt that says all day
live, laugh, and love. Well, that's not a saying, that's mine. As you can see on this beechwood sign, mine says live, laugh, and drink a shitload of wine. It's wine. it off. Let me top it off.
Before I top it off, let you top it off.
And if I'm gonna top it off, let me open this tapenade.
Yeah, that's goes, that goes really well. That's great. And it's all the tapenade on the crackers.
Yeah, I love that.
That is delicious.
The tannis.
Okay, I feel like I'm not ready for you to drop the
bomb. I was the one who had an affair with Carl. It wasn't the maid. That was a cover story we concocted.
But the maid admitted to it.
I paid her $14,000 to do that.
But that makes sense. I would do it for that
but
amount.
I walked in on that. Wait, you paid them to do it as a perfect cover-up?
Yeah, well, actually, I was the one under... I was under the covers.
Wait,
the maid
you were
was
there?
On top. I was
wait
there.
Wait a minute. So not only did you cheat on my husband with me, but you paid someone else to actually cheat on him with me to cover up your tracks, but also you were there the whole time?
They never consummated it. I was underneath. We were doing one of those things like you do where it looks like your legs are coming up behind
another
person.
But then I came back the next day when they were there doing it.
We did it a few times to really cement the deal.
Knock, knock.
Oh, someone's at the door. It's your house.
Hello.
Laurel, you should answer it.
Oh, I got it, guys. One moment.
Oh, who's this? Hello, we're just...
Oh, hi. It's me, the maid. I just came to pick up my brooms. Oh my God, I forgot that I use the same maid as you. Brenda, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's not your... First of all, I'm now realizing...
Cheryl, I guess I should be more sorry to you, because
yeah,
you
yeah,
because
now I'm
who...
thinking...
Wait,
excuse
what?
Me, Lucia... Did you have pretend camp trick sex with Carl just the two times where I was under the covers actually having sex? Or did you have sex with Carl your own times?
Wait, yeah, I can't figure out if I actually have beef with you or not. Or
that's what I'm trying to figure out. Lucia!
Okay, so the first time, Miss Brenda, I did do the camp trick sex.
Yeah, I was there. We high five afterward.
It
yes.
was a fake, and we did a high five a lot. We high five, and then we high elbow five. We have to look at the elbow. Make sure that the five hit.
Yeah.
Because we missed
that
a lot.
Is that how that works?
It's
yeah, you
trick.
Gotta look at the elbow, otherwise you'll miss the high five.
Won't
and so
I
we look at the elbow.
Insane just staring at someone's elbow?
No, you're gonna do it with the motion.
You do it with the motion.
I don't
look at the elbow before the motion. Do it at the same time and then slap at the five.
Okay, well, it seems good then.
So we did that, and then I can't lie. I while I was there, I got a little intrigued, and then, you know, one day I was cleaning, and then I was cleaning the penis with my mouth.
Started as a camp trick, but then there was a real spark. Carl, what have you done?
Ooh, I know I'm a villain here, but at least one thing is clear.
So you both agree that Carl is a bad guy, but I still gotta ask why. Carl, what have you done? But you're not off the hook.
No.
You're not off the hook.
But I am. Laurel didn't do anything.
Laurel, you're fine. We're cool.
Thank you.
Brenda and also Lucia. I can't believe I had no idea. At first I thought it was just Lucia, but Brenda, it was also you. And now I don't know what to do, but I mostly think Carl.
What have you done?
It's Carl's fault.
Carl, what have you done?
I was cleaning the bathtub, and then somehow, some way, I was in the bed.
Cleaning it,
a strawberry good, and also a scrub.
Georgia.
But Carl, don't forget, this is still mostly on Carl.
It's on the Carl.
Everyone keeps saying that, which makes me think that it's true.
Mamma mia, Carl.
Lucia, I thought Carl was on the run with you.
Oh,
did Carl leave you too?
Carl left me too. He left me, ooh. He left me a new pick too at Panera Bread. And he was gone, and I thought he was dead.
He always does that. He plays dead to get out of being a bad guy. Like all the time at my mother's funeral. I should have said grandmother's funeral.
I like the way you say a grandmother.
I said, I'm sorry I missed it. I was dead. And I was like, oh my God, are you okay? And he was like, yeah, I'm fine now.
Cheryl, I know I'll never really be able to earn back your trust.
I forgive you.
Whoa.
Cheryl.
But I don't know that you should, but take your time.
I forgive you. Lucia, what?
Cheryl, I was just going to say that the only reason that I clean his penis like I clean your house is because he told me that he was a dead too. And he said, I'm a dead. How could I have a wife? Because I'm a dead.
Yeah.
And then I thought I was having the sex with a ghost.
A ghost, of course. And Lucia, I would never want to get in the way of a new experience like that.
Yeah.
How can I blame you for that?
Cheryl.
Brenda, how can I blame you for that?
No, you can still blame me,
no.
Cheryl, but you should mostly blame Carl. And I feel like we need to follow one of our most important mottos. If there's some new news that's just been Shara, then you have to go face him at Panera.
Oh, I thought you were going to say at Cinque Terre. And I was like, that's a trip, Brenda. I don't have the time. Louisa has Girl Scouts.
I want to help you face this. And really, thank you for being so open-minded about this. I'm really sorry.
Okay. Kids, we're going to Panera. Stay here. Don't answer. Bye.
Wait a second. There's something written here in Legos.
Help. What does help mean?
Help?
Oh, that's just Dante. He loves to make little signs. They're like onomatopoeias, you know?
Oh my gosh,
sometimes
this closet
they say,
is beautiful. There's like so much art that he's made in here. It's like in the little art studio.
Help. Have a lovely Panera. Okay.
Okay, the kids went to Panera.
Yeah.
Those kids.
Oh, they're at Panera.
I assume.
Okay.
Yeah, H-A-L-P.
I thought he was telling us to have a lovely Panera.
Oh, I hope Dante gets the green beans.
Either way, I hope Cosmo will eat a freaking thing there, my damn kid.
Well, if I had to pick two friends to go to Panera with me, I'd pick the two of you. Sorry, Lucia, it's nothing personal. I just don't know you that well.
Oh, no, it's fine.
You're in someone's you pick two for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I have a sex with your husband. I just come for brooms. I take brooms and I go.
If I had to pick two, a sandwich and soup. But if I had to pick two friends, it would be you, friends. If I had to pick two.
If you had to pick two.
What would I do?
What would you do?
I'd pick you, friends.
Friends.
To be true friends.
If I had to pick three, I'd pick you, you and me.
Yeah, girl, pick yourself.
I pick myself and that's what I have learned. And if I have to pick four,
have
you know what?
Four.
Lucia, sure. You can come with us, and I wouldn't need more.
exciting. I've never been in a, like, a restaurant with only kids, and like there's not a single adult here who came with us.
It's a great restaurant. It's a no Cinque Terre, but it's a Panera. It's a pretty good. If you want, they'll cut the bread in a wide slices like a Texas toast.
Really?
If you ask them to take out the bread and cut it in wide slices, they'll make it a Texas toast.
Can I ask you guys a question? Do you think it's like too, it's just like setting myself up for disaster to get too much of a broth-based soup in the bread bowl? Like so much of that is going to sink
in? Are you worried about it being too squishy?
Too squishy.
You know what, Cosmo? I was thinking you love the bread bowl because it's a food innovation. You should be more open with the kinds of the food you try.
You're right, Louisa. These fruit roll-ups have been making me feel all kinds of ways.
Yeah, you will go real fast for like a couple minutes and then you crash up pretty hard.
So hard.
And I think that I could use a fruit roll-up.
Yeah,
Dante, you check out the fruit roll-up.
I need some more vegetables and you need some more fruit roll-ups. And Louisa, you gotta get back to Italy one day, I guess.
I can't wait to go back. It's not the mother country, but it's the mother country to me. Also, I'm not really Italian.
We know, Louisa. We're just letting you play pretend.
I'm trying the accent. I feel like I'm getting pretty good at it.
Yeah, Louisa, honestly, I'm not going to tell you not to play pretend with that for a second.
My mom's housekeeper, Lucina, is really from Italy, so I know that your accent isn't
good. Yeah, she's
good.
My housekeeper, too.
She's not mine. I don't think I don't think she's involved in my life or my mom's life in any way.
I have to drop a bomb, you guys.
Drop of the bomb?
I have to drop a bomb. I have to tell you something.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
If I had to pick two, it would be you two.
If I had to pick two, it would be you, a two, a two.
Sure. If I had to pick two, I know what I would do. I'd always pick you two.
Sometimes you know what you like, and you get it into your head that when you come to a Panera, what you really want is bread. So you get a thing you pick two with a sandwich and a soup in a bread bowl, and then a side of bread on the side, and then the bread comes around threefold.
Like bread on bread on bread on bread
on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on bread on
bread
a big closet.
No, Dante, it's time. You gotta go tell your mom that you don't wanna live in the closet no more.
Okay.
We'll be right here,
we'll
for
be right
you.
Here with you.
We're your two. I'm a like the sandwich and I'm made of the bread.
Okay.
And I'm like the soup that you put in the bread.
And you're like the bread on the side.
Okay. Here I go, guys. Mom?
Oh, son! Did you have some green beans? You know, you're out of the closet, but Panera's like a big closet, so it's okay.
No, listen to him. Panera's not like a big closet. It's different. Panera's like a Cinque Terre.
Mom.
Tell him a lot. Tell the Laura lady, Dante, tell her.
Mama. I wanna eat outside with all my friends.
Carry on.
My pig too.
Go and tell your mother.
I'm tired of you being so mean to me.
Laura.
What will you say?
Oh, wow. I just thought that I was getting you to eat your vegetables. I didn't know that you were trapped.
Yeah, Mom, I've been trapped. That's why I wrote all those signs.
What do you mean, signs? You mean the signs that said, have fun at Panera?
It was a help. He misspelled a help.
It looks like let's have, what was it, something at Panera?
Have a lovely Panera.
That's not even a proper grammatical sentence. Whoever came up with that is a stupider thing to say.
Well, I'm sorry. I never meant to trap you. I just wanted you to eat healthily so you could be happy.
Huh, that's pretty huge for you, Dante.
Sometimes we have the best intentions, but we hurt people anyway.
Mom, I want you to freaking stop letting me have fruit roll-ups. I'm a damn mess. Yes, I also thought you were a damn mess. Thank you, Cosmo.
I have something to say.
Yes.
Brenda, I'm not sure I 100% forgive you yet.
Fair. I have been clear that I didn't earn it yet.
But I'm so close. I'm so close.
Cheryl, please take as much time as you want.
Like,
but Laura, you're not mad at...
so close.
But you're not mad at me, Laura, right? You're not mad at me.
Laurel, you're a queen. Laurel, you're amazing.
Oh, thank you. That's all I need. Okay.
And I'm dead. Most of all, I'm Carl.
I see you here in this Panera, Carl.
Homie.
You can't play dead. I know that you're alive because I read on WebMD that death is forever. Oh, ooh, sorry. That's a good... for the book. Death is forever.
That is so good for
Carl's.
The book.
Yeah.
Carl, you can't die if death is forever.
A coward dies a thousand
times.
Put
that on the board. Put that on the board.
I've got a thing. A coward dies a thousand deaths. A Carl dies only once. So get out of here, Carl.
Hey, I've been dead this whole time. It's me, Carl. You want me to leave?
Bye-bye, it's me, your daughter.
Oh, Louisa.
You get the fuck out of here, you no good guy.
All right.
I don't want to see you around here no more.
Get out of here, it's Laura. Laurel, I'm not mad at you because you did nothing to me and no one's mad at me, but I just want to say, get out of here.
And Carl, I'm so ashamed of what we did, and I never want to see
it's
you
okay,
again.
I forgive
Cheryl,
you.
Cheryl, take your time. All right, I guess, think of Carl as dead. Goodbye.
Oh my God, he got hit by a mail truck immediately after leaving the Panera.
I've never support seen someone the postal get hit
service.
By a closet.
I will support the postal service because they vehicularly manslaughtered my cheating ex-husband.
Carl is slinking away.
Oh, wait a minute, he's not dead.
Hiya, welcome to Panera. What can I get you?
I'll have the U-Pick too.
And I'll have the U-Pick too.
And I'll have my best friends.
And I'll have my best friends. And the pick too.
And I'll have the U-Pick too. And a spaghetti. And I'm a best friend.
What can you say about Panera that hasn't already been
and obviously good bread?
What's their motto? Panera, we got bread. That just popped out of my head. Panera, come here instead. Kinda like that, but no, that's not right.
Panera, our food is salty, but you'll leave thinking that you ate healthy. No.
Yeah. Choose and the other one's closed. Then come here
to Panera.
Panera.
You had two places to choose and the other one's closed.
Then come here.
Come to Panera.
It's gonna be faster than an Olive Garden.
It's gonna
some maybe the next best thing. I'll jump from 4 to 5.
Panera, I'm not mad at you.
Hit up Art 19. I love you, but if you want that fifth star, we're gonna need to see some money for that.
Soups, salads, more.
I love a Panera, but even more than a Panera, I love a Lacely, a Lacely Mosley, bleep, bleep, bleep. Lacey Mosley, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you so much.
Brain is melted, but you are the best.
That was so fun to have you back. Oh my gosh. Okay, people need to watch Black Lady Sketch Show. Yes. They gotta be listening to Scam Goddess.
Lady Sketch Show, Scam Goddess.
Be watching iCarly.
Yes. iCarly. These are the things.
They gotta be following Lacey.
Look out for the upcoming coffee table book.
What's your mom's name, Lacey?
My mom's name is Lori.
Oh my gosh, Laurel, I was circling something.
Yes,
okay, Lori. Lori, I want to hear what you got to say. Someone give them a damn book deal. off book, more like book is on.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, I'm going to go.
Great job.
No, I'm going to let you have that.
Hey, I'm going to go.
A pun, not a punishment.
You
so
know, we
good.
Also do got to let go at some point in their lives. It's Scott Passarella, king of pianists.
Go home to his not damn kid, who I'm sure eats really well. Give it up for Lucy, who's trying new foods all the time.
Yeah.
Give it up for Brett Morris.
With more hits.
The boom from the other room. We'll have Dana back ASAP.
Hey. By the way, thank you so much, everyone, for supporting the show. If you want to support it,
just
mosey your fingers on over to offbookclubhouse.com. That will allow you to support us in a fiscal way that keeps the drumsticks in Brett's hand and the keys under Scott's fingers. Also, if you want to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
And if that's a way that you can support, that's a great way to support.
If you want to write it like it's a review for Panera, but it's actually for
us. Okay, here's what I need you to do. I need you to go on Apple Podcasts. I need you to put 5 stars in, and then I just need you to write a review for Panera Bread.
And we'll sing them.
and we'll sing
them. Please sing the reviews best, for Panera
best
Bread.
Best Panera reviews will be a song. Okay, we love you all so much. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're looking at the house's walls...
Well, that might as well be... The fireman Paul. Because the parts of a house are a person.
Yeah. No, I got it.
Is that what you're saying?
I was setting you up for just more of all. Like, it can be a...
Not
a,
fireman Paul.
It can be a lover to us all. It can be a babysitter to
we
us all.
We can be the fireman Paul.
It can also be fireman Paul.
Hello, this is a thank you gift to the first 100 members to join Off Book Clubhouse at the Baby of Infinite Dreams level. Here are your 100 names. Everyone's going to get to listen to them, but if you're a member of the Off Book Clubhouse, you'll get to download this song and memorize the names alongside us if you choose. If you want to join the fun, offbookclubhouse.com. Thank you so much for all your support.
Well, the first 100 babies of Infinite Dreams.
Ooh, we just want to say thank you so much for starting from the top and being here.
Who's here? Well, a lot of people are here. Nick, Fiona, and Laura M. We got Scott and Mel and Darren.
Chris, Gabriel, Jay, Marcus, Kirsten, Nathan, and Mike S.
Elaine and Jesse, Larissa and Aaron, Jimmy and Brian, and there's two Brian N's, there's two of them.
Dara, Chloe, Emily T, Michael, Michaela, and Mike D.
Amelia and Christine, Claire, Nikki, and Aaron T.
Laura B. Jared, Sam, Maurice, George, Lena, Jonathan, Chelsea.
Names, 100 names.
Without you, we'd never be the same.
These are your names. 100 names.
Without you, we'd never be the same.
Christy, Dale A, Jim.
Kim K. There's also two of them.
Whitney, Levi, and Ezra, Neil, Brian S., June, Leanne, Joey, and Bobby,
Lauren and Brandon, Patty and Andy. Then there is Chad and also Dale C.,
Nikki, Sheila, Jamie, Rachel, Antha, Alex, Camilla, A.
Names, names.
100 names.
Without these names, we'd never be the same. These are your names,
names. 100 names.
Without you, we would never be the same. Dylan, don't forget Rick. There's Arne and Stephanie and Erica, they'll do the trick.
Ben, Steph, Jonah, Helen, Charlie, Victor, Tom, and also Cindy,
Brenton and Davey and Lizzy and Sneed, Karina, Ian, Balana, indeed. I'm gonna say Karina again, cause it was weird the first time. There are so many names, some of which are hard to rhyme.
Names, names, 100 names. Without you, we'd never be the same. Names, names, 100 names.
Without you, we would never be the same.
Oh, oh, Jeremy, Valerie, Matt, and Ashley,
Stephen Reed, and Emily E., James, Shelby, and Becky,
Phoebe, Sarah, and finally Kara. But we just want to share that we love you all, including Kara.
Names, names, 100 names. Without you, we would never be the same.
Never be the same.
Be the same key change. Names, names, 100 names. Like Dara, Dara, Tara, Tara will never be the same. All of these names, names, 100 names. Without you, we'll do another key change. Names, names, 100 names.
Without you, we'd never be the same.
Names, names, 100 names.
Thank you all, 100 of you. These were 100 of your names.